Because when people hear figure nowadays, it's money. God will help us. But there are a lot of things God has done for us that money cannot buy. And one of them is that you can even come to church this morning. So many people, they are not infected with COVID-19, but their spirit are down. But God has counted us among the living. We are not only alive, we are lively. Praise the Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My morning, as a congregation, we say all the glory belong to you, all our praises belong to you. Though we cannot comprehend in full, but we know you are working in our favor, you are doing our miracles, and at the end of it all, we shall be among those who testify to your goodness. Thank you for another moment at your feet. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for your spirit will guide us into your word this morning. We shall be transformed, and our lives shall not remain the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. This morning I will quickly be exalting us on what I call joyful application. Joyful application. Sincerely, if you are joyful this season, people will look at you that what is sweating in his belly? What is sweating in his stomach? Or maybe he doesn't have ironu, he doesn't have stomach stiara. But the truth is, it takes joy. It takes connection with the Holy Spirit to be able to rejoice. Because this is a season that even when God blesses you, you are afraid of sharing testimony. Even if God has been nice to you, because what is happening around, you know, even the Yorubas say that teach you any better, particularly during pandemic. This is not a time that ordinarily you want to even show that God has been faithful. But the truth is, we must not be weary. I share with a friend that, look, some people are dying this season not because they are infected. Hospitals are weary of receiving emergency cases. So many people have died at the entrance of the hospital for cases that are even far from COVID-19 symptoms. Accident victims, so many cases. But it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. This is not a good time to even have kata. Seriously, this is not a good time to have kata. Even if you have an allergy, you better speak to that body that I beg. This is not the good time. And that is the season we have. So naturally, a lot of things are happening and people are bottling up so many things. If you go to the CNN, you see the statistics of death. And you try to imagine that how many families, how many lives are mourning this season. As at this morning, about 16 million, almost 16 million people have been confirmed positive. And we've had millions all over the world. You know, these things, that is how we keep consuming this information. That is how it affects us. You know, when you go out, you carry yourself, you know, with the consciousness of the nose mask and everything, social distancing, you carry yourself like, look, I'm really walking in the valley of the shadow of death. People that you are very close to, your loved ones, you know, you can't openly, you know, embrace them. You know, public display of affection, you don't know who has the virus. But I'm here to tell us this morning that despite all, we should still be joyful. The Bible says, him that is drawn to the living, there is hope. He has made us and counted us among the hopeful ones. Let's quickly open our Bibles to Habakkuk chapter 13. Habakkuk chapter 3. I'll quickly take verses 17, 18, and 19. Habakkuk 3, 17, 18, and 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit in the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive leaf shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hands' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Praise the Lord. To be joyful is to be full of joy. Joy is a deep and abiding inner rejoicing which is not dependent on circumstances. It's not because something happened to you. It's not because your employer has decided to pay you your salary after many years or after many months. No. Even when your salary is not coming, you can be joyful when you are connected. Just like the scripture Brashino read in the exaltation, that look, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. More than any time before, this is a time that we should be conscious of the presence of the Lord, that we should not step out of grace, because the days truly are perilous. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of this world has been ravaged by pandemic and brought to its knees. But it does not stop God from being God. This is a good time to say that God is good all the time. But truly, it takes extra courage to declare that in public. Because people will look at you that, maybe because it has not gotten near you. But it is of the Lord's grace and mercy that it has not gotten near us. And the Lord is still on the throne and is still faithful. Meanwhile, the pains, the financial problems, the global recession, business turned down, all these things, they are creeping into us. Even the few that can still, maybe you can still draw from your savings or your salary, the half payment is still coming regularly. The kind of people that are dependent on you this season, it cannot weigh us down. And I discovered that a lot of people, they are fighting spirit. Some people, they want Jesus to come now, just to escape from all these things. A escape route, that let rapture just happen, or God just come and carry us. Let's escape from all. But it has been prophesied. These are the signs of end times. Before now, I must confess, I didn't really believe so much in end time. Let's live this world according to what God wants. When the end comes, we shall know. But truly, Nothing convinces me more than that we are in end time than what is happening now. Money is failing. You have people with money, they cannot get what they desire. They have to make do with what is available. Everybody unconsciously is leaning on God. People that don't know Christ, you see them talking and making that God will help us. Because it's beyond human comprehension. The world powers are failing. They will come out today and tell you that this virus, it will just stay for, you know, for 4 minutes in the air. Then you hear that, it will stay 8 minutes. Now, they have to sanitize everywhere people have gone through. Why? Because they are not even sure whether it is still airborne or not. It has defiled human comprehension. So everybody, naturally, we just look up to God. But even in looking up to God, we should work on ourselves. Guard your heart with all diligence. Because out of it are issues of life. Praise the Lord. Don't get me wrong. Naturally, these things are enough for us down. I'm just saying that, you know, that's why the title is, you know, life application. Many of us, we are familiar with our Android devices or iOS. Applications are software that are used for running these devices. So in this time, we need a special application. And that is to be joyful. It's not dependent on the news on CNN or Fox News or BBC or channels. Because apart from the pandemic, then the crime rate has gone so, you know, out of proportion. They are still part of the signs of the end times. In some countries, the weather too is adding to heat. You're still having cases of earthquake, you know, flood, even all through this period. But switch your application mode. Switch to joyful. This morning, we're just going to ask God for that grace to look beyond our circumstances, to look beyond our pockets, and still be able. You know, sometimes when I dance, you know, somebody even said, what is wrong with you? You know, it was a chat on WhatsApp, and I looked at it that this person will be thinking that I don't have stomach stiara. But I've decided to use my stiara separately. Because being weighed down does not solve anything. Truly, it does not. It only makes matter worse. When you're weighed down, from personal experience, I detest it. When you're weighed down, you are not productive. In fact, those are the times that you step on toes for no reasons. Those are the times that your human relations efforts are almost at zero. You transfer aggression, your response most often unreasonable. So what have you benefited in being down? Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us. So I want to quickly tell us, you know, the Bible in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 4 and 5 says that it is with joy that you shall draw from the well of salvation. So the connection to the water of salvation is joy. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is, I want you to personalize it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The same way we get weakened when we are down and moody, that the same way power, strength comes from being joyful. I will give us an illustration of toddlers. Toddlers that are playful. How are they? Toddlers that are very playful, how are they? They are always very energetic. We see them in the church now. You see the parents running after them. Come back here and be laughing. That's the same way you behave. We behave when we are full with joy. The things naturally that we will have ignored the things that will have, you know, quickly weaken us. When you are full with joy, you can leap over a fence and run through a troop. So this morning I will quickly tell us exploits of joyful application. Exploits of joyful applications. When you are joyful, the advantages, what it empowers you to do. And we are still going to dance. Oh. We dance without leaving your square. You dance without leaving your square so that you don't violate the, you don't cross to another person's back bracket. Praise the Lord. One, ceaseless download of inspiration. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. When you are moody, when you are down, inspirations don't flow. You cut off the spirit. I can testify to that. You cut off the spirit. The Yorubas will say that ironu dan kankan. You cut off the spirit. And it is the connection with the spirit that brings inspiration. So when you are in such situation, play the music you love. If you think you are cut off, play a good music you love. Music that gets you excited. Music that makes you feel like dancing. Nobody is too big to dance. Even if you are driving, just shake your head. Aye you lay. God is still on the throne and is working in your favor. Because without inspiration, this is not a time that you do things the normal way. That's why you need a lot of inspiration to be able to survive this period. This is the time to think out of the box. This is a time to be innovative, to be creative. We have to maximize the time despite the lockdown. So you need all the inspiration you can get. So with the joyful application, you will be able to download enough inspirations. If you are a writer, if you are a student, whatever you're doing, the inspirations will come during this period. To be saved in this season, only joy can pull down your salvation into reality. To be saved, you know, you have to be inspired. Even to be led where to go, where not to go in this season, you must be fully connected with the Spirit of God. You don't do things this season because people are doing it. You do it because you are being led. You are giving specific instructions. I'm not saying in the context of the COVID protocol. The COVID protocol, if you are violating it, you are also sinning. Two, it shames the enemy. It shames the enemy. When you are joyful, the devil is confounded. Because the devil takes glory, enjoys seeing people depressed, frustrated. I would love the devil to be frustrated concerning my case. So despite all he has done to the whole world, I will be glad to let the devil know that as far as I'm concerned, you have not succeeded. So I won't let anything steal my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 When you are joyful, you are full of strength. There is a divine ability that is made available to you. Things that are hitherto impossible or difficult, you will be able to do them with minimal effort. The grace of God. The Bible says, "On of his fullness have we all received grace for grace." So in the place where you are joyful, you accomplish more. A lot more. Maximum performance than when you are down. Tell somebody beside you, don't be weighed down. I didn't hear that too. Number four, The state of your heart is also important. Like I said, a lot of people, they have lost the fighting spirit. I've had cases of elderly people that ordinarily, they died during this season. Not one. But I know the kind of fighter they were. They probably could have pulled through. But this season, you've heard of your age mate that have died. There is no category of people that have not died this season. So people naturally, because when people are down with sickness, it also takes the strong will to want to live, to be able to recover. So when people are down, to fight, to sum up the courage, even the faith, people just like, I beg, let me just go to heaven. I'm even tired of this world. Let me just go to heaven. I engage someone, I have to tell the person that, look, still imagine that you survive all this thing. Imagine that, that's what I do to myself. Imagine that after everything, you are among, and your family, you are among those that survive. Now imagine your daughter's wedding. Maybe about 4 or 5 years time, how you tie your gele. You have to create a new vision for yourself, something to live for. Otherwise, you will slip away while you are still living. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. When you're full of joy, it helps you to count your blessings. Remember, I said joy is not happiness. Happiness is dependent on what happens. Joy is irrespective of what happens. But when you are full of joy and you begin to rejoice, then you begin to also remember more things that God has done for you. So this morning, despite your bank account, despite the sad news, even though you're way down, you don't even know what is the next thing, I want you to dare the devil and rejoice for the next 4 or 5 minutes. I want us to look up to God and say, despite all, I still have joy. I still have joy. Despite all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy.
After all I've been through, I still have joy.
One day I did a video with my family and we were dancing and dancing and dancing. And I was like, I just quickly told myself, even if there's something that is sweetening in my belly, I've decided to sweeten it myself. Let's dance, because at least we are together. I told myself, we are together. We are alive. We are lively. And thank God there is NEPA. We can play music. I beg, may we dance. Tomorrow we take care of itself. Rise up on your feet. It is by the grace of God. As I said, rise up on your feet. You can stand up. You don't need somebody to help you to stand up. You have been thinking about this thing since. What has it brought? I tell you to praise God this morning. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace.
Come on, everybody. Don't you wanna be a part of the kingdom?
Jesus, you're my, my family.